We are approaching the last couple of Seif Yudalel and Seif Tes Vav. Same thing with Kitzur Shavuot. I've given out the ones that I had. Disappear all the way. Okay. So before we actually read the words of the Kitzur, let's just give a drop of a Hakdama. So we've been learning in our lessons that regarding Brachas Roya. We stress that it is fitting to make the bracha atroya right away, as soon as one finishes eating, without going elsewhere, without getting busy with anything else. Now today we're going to look at, if one did delay a little saying bracha atroya, for how long can one then recite the bracha? What is the limit for how long can one still say bracha atroya, and what is the time where after that it has passed, it's too late? But how long is it? So this begins with actually a mission. There's a mission in the Sefer Brachos which tells us, at what time of Ori, until what point can one make the bracha? And the mission says, it's after day she is akil hamodah even make. Until the time that the food in one's stomach begins to, till it's digested, says the mission. Till it's digested. Now, something needs a little bit more. A little bit more sharpening to apply it in practical terms. How are you going to know? So we don't have a little camera inside there to know when it has digested, when it hasn't digested. How do we apply this practically? So on this mission, the Gemara actually asks, "Kama shiur iku?" Now, how long is this shiur? The principle is until it digests, or I'll explain further, until it begins to digest. But how long is that? So the word quotes two opinions. The Gemara says, first of all, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, which is the halacha, kol zman she'eino ro'ev, as long as you are not yet hungry. So that is a sure sign that the digestion has not begun. Only it's halakhically, that is a good sign for us.
Not ended.
No, actually, because the point can say we're interested not in the end of the digestion, but in the beginning of the digestion. So we seem to be saying, the minute it begins to digest, you begin to be at least a little hungry. Once the digestion begins, you begin to be a little hungry for something else. And then the Gemara quotes another opinion, which we're not going to get into because it's not a halacha. But what is of interest is that in the second opinion, the opinion of Rish Lakish, the Gemara brings up a certain contradiction. In one place Rish Lakish gives one shear, in another place Rish Lakish gives a different shear, a shear of 72 minutes. And the Gemara raises it as a contradiction in Rish Lakish. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Rish Lakish said one shear for a large amount of eating and one shear for a small amount of eating. And the shear of 72 minutes is the shear that Rish Lakish gave for a small amount of eating, 72 minutes. Now, yeah, this is very legit about. Even though we don't pass it in principle like the shita of Rish Lakish, but there's something from Rish Lakish that we're going to borrow from a lot. Why is that? Because the shear which we pass is the shear of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, as long as you are not hungry. Now, as long as you are not hungry, that's a very good shear if you were full in the first place. But if you sat down and ate a meal or a large amount of fruit or whatever it is, suddenly it really fills you up. So then you can work with this guideline and say, well, as long as I'm not yet hungry, I can still make drop out for it. That's a very good shear for somebody who ate a large amount. What about somebody who just had a snack? And even when he was finished, he was still hungry. So that was the shear. So for that, the Poskim borrows this opinion of Rish Lakish in the Gemara. You see, we also accept that part of Rish Lakish, not getting too involved in the Suya. That for an achimabu etes, for a small amount of these things, the shear is 72 minutes. Therefore, we come out with these two guidelines. For a large amount of eating, for an amount of eating where one was indeed full after one finished, then we have this shear as long as you are not yet hungry, which is presumed, min hastam, to be longer than 72 minutes. If you are not full up, then you have the shear of 72 minutes. Okay, having given that general outline, let's read the Kippur Shavuot inside. we are learning now is Yud-Dal 40, roughly, right near the end of the sermon, the last, second last sermon of this season. Ochal v'shot, somebody ate or drank. We'll look at drinking a little more closely in a minute. Somebody ate or drank, but lo virus miyad brocha kroyim, and did not make right away the brocha kroyim. So Yotel Levori, he can continue to think, Ad Sha'ar Ikash, until the time of the food is digested. And what is that? The Haiku, meaning to say, Kol V'man She'enoi To'i Lecho Eru, as long as he is not hungry, to go ahead and eat. Ula Akash Shtiyot, and after drinking, we can apply the same thing. Kol V'man She'enoi To'i, in the same way that the Moritz says about food, that the Shia is as long as you are not yet hungry. So when it comes to drinking, as long as you are not yet thirsty. Well, Akash Mani Eru, once this time has passed, Ain't enough in the body for you. I can't make the brocha any further. For me, she ain't a bocky the shy, somebody who is not able to ascertain this shear correctly or accurately, he feels concerned with the super verdict. Nobody is around here already. He is, he's not, he doesn't know to say with certainty what it really is. And he hasn't made the brocha for you. So what should he do? Roy is like a shenid car. Shall I drink Rosh Hashanah? When he remembers that he didn't make Rosh Hashanah, you're worried I'll min the min sha'ochal. You should make a fresh Rosh Hashanah on something, the same type of food that he ate previously. Be a worried Rosh Hashanah, and then afterwards he'll make Rosh Hashanah, lift those other conditions, and he'll find his way to get himself out of the song. What's the Rosh Hashanah to refer?
The first Rosh Hashanah.
The Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about that more in a second. Yes, the Brahma Rishon is, let's go straight away for that. That most days of the opinion, and this is Mishmur Patim, that the fact that 72 minutes or the Shiur Ikul has already passed, if you sat at the table the whole time, for example, and you weren't making Siyah Adas from eating, even if you had this long gap, the long gap does not cut off your Brahma Rishon. It only cuts off the possibility of making brocha akroyim. If so, if you were making a daf from eating entirely, something left the table, you got busy with something else entirely, you just forgot to make brocha akroyim. So then it would be safe to go and make a fresh brocha showing up. That's what you would do, like a kit turn fine.
Okay, you're doing nothing
to eat. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to make a brocha, it's not called brocha here in Twitter if you're doing it, lots of it today's topic. If you're eating something, like you're eating something, you're allowed to make a brocha on it. Right, that's really what it is. That's okay. You weren't intending to eat, and you've already been mitziah down from your previous eating. You went to the table already, went and got figured another thing. Right, but had you sat by the table all this time, although you had this very long gap of 72 minutes or long enough, you think maybe your food would begin to digest. But that in and of itself, without hetzer chadah, without leaving the meal, without leaving the table, is not machayev a fresh crockery show. So in that situation, you could partake of more food without a fresh brocha showing up. And
even after 72 minutes?
Even after 72 minutes. And then you'd eat another shear of food, and then you'd be certain, regarding brocha showing up, you would make some fresh food and be kind of the earlier food village as well. Now what about another similar scenario? Let's say somebody sits at a meal that takes a very long time, and at the beginning he ate bread. Then he continues eating other meaning for such a long time that from the time he ate bread, either 72 minutes have passed, or let's say he ate plenty of bread, so he felt already full, so it's a full from the bread. And we've already passed the shiur that where it was bread itself, you would already feel hungry from that bread. The feeling of satiation from the bread has already gone away. So as far as you're concerned, the shiur ikum of the bread has already passed. So you don't feel hungry because you ate other foods after the bread. But the other foods, their brocha akroyim is not very kesamot. I mean, the bread is very kesamot. So at the end of the meal, you're already very far away from the rest. This is actually a very common scenario. It doesn't have to be such a...
It's already so great that I get to be sitting on the rest of the fruit.
Okay, and then at the end you go out and whatever, but I've had revenge. It's a very old time from the rest. So, maybe it's a rule of on that. That since it's all entirely one Sahuda, even though in between all your eight was periods or whatever, things that are different from some of them, but it's all considered one block of Achila. We don't look at it in this fashion and cut it up and say, well, it's more than 72 minutes from the bread, or you're really hungry from that bread, and now it's something else. Since it's all one Sahuda, it's all looked at in one block, and the Shiur Ikol only begins after the last thing that you ate in the Sahuda. Nevertheless, it is still worth paying attention to this point, because what would be if from the very last thing that you ate, the Shiur Ikol has passed? That's not likely at a Shabbat meal or a regular meal, but maybe at a wedding or something, if they dance for a long time, I don't know what else, then it's possible, it could be, it's unlikely, but it could be that the Shiur Ikol has already passed from the time you finished eating. So then, you actually would not be able to make broth out of it. But let's again stress what we began with.
You need to get dessert afterwards?
No, if you have dessert afterwards.
No.
It's stuff and then after
the dessert, you obviously have a
program.
So does it really count as part of the meal?
Interesting question we're asking. It's not dessert, it's something else,
it's
part of the meal.
It's part of the meal,
sometimes. It's part of the meal.
Or sometimes you have fruits afterwards.
If you really had a break of more than 72 minutes. So it doesn't help you. This whole tomorrow, so it is, when you continue eating, the whole time you continue eating, but you eat other things that aren't break. It doesn't matter, all part of one meal. Did you indeed have a break of longer than Shiur Ikol? But I want to stress again something else. That this, we said already in the beginning, that this Shiur 72 minutes isn't an absolute. Isn't an absolute shear. This is the shear for somebody who ate a small amount of food and wasn't full from his food. But somebody who ate a full meal and was full from that food, he can and should from bench, should make profit forever, even longer than 72 minutes, as long as he still feels full from the food that he ate. Let's just come to another slightly different scenario. This was all good with a meal. As we said, that when it's a meal, even if the bread is very far from the time of the Brach HaKoreinah, and in between you only eat other minutes, it's viewed as one big block because the words of Mishmarah are full Suda Ahati. All one Suda. Now, what if it's not a meal? What if a person sits and snacks for a very long time? He begins, let's say, with some cake at the beginning, and then he eats fruits, and he has a drink, and a cup of tea, and so on and so forth as he sits and schmoozes with his friend for a long, long time. When he gets to the end of this long schmooze and meeting, and I don't know, he wants to make Brachas Oilem, is it? If you're on the cake that he ate 2 hours ago, and for as much as all the other items that he's been eating the whole way along the way. So if we follow these Varim, the Mishburah put down on, that are close to Uda Akati, well, that's a very fine for a Tuda, but this is not a Tuda. This is just a snack. So over here, there might be a sort of saying that you're not going to be able to make Brachas Koreinah on the cake. Now there are other opinions that explain this whole parsha differently than the Mishnah Berurah. The Primogodic, for example, puts down a different form. He says it's nothing to do with the fact that it's a Suda. It's not large chain Suda Kogorian, it's not a Suda which is the Gorian over here. Rather, says the Primogodic, as long as one is eating, continuously eating, the digestion that Chazal was talking about over here doesn't begin. It's one block of eating, and it makes no difference what you're eating. It doesn't make a difference if you're in a Suda, if you're in some other situation of eating. As long as you're still eating, the countdown doesn't begin. So, according to the Prima Donna, there would be no doubt to Mina whether we're looking at a Suda or whether we're looking at something else. It doesn't make a difference. Bottom line for us, obviously, is.
Because in a Suda, the meat that you eat 2 hours after you've eaten the bread, because it's kind of balanced up at the factor. I mean, it's because of the bridge that it needs a rubber. We've shown that that's all connected.
Right.
These are all disconnected kind of events. It's going to make a drop on this, it's going to make a drop on this, it's going to make a drop on that.
Right. So he's saying something which is not like that. He's not really saying something, which is a lot of it. He's saying something which he says is going to fix. Bottom line in this situation, if it really happens, is that Matlab Tatopic, you're not going to make a drop out Kronos on the mint that you began with, on the cake. You only make a drop out Kronos on what you ate later on. So it's good eye to avoid such a type of situation. Now let's just talk about something else quite important. Now this whole shiur for the 72 minutes, this is the shiur for eating, not the shiur for drinking. There's no shiur of 72 minutes for drinking. And the poskim don't give a sort of 100% clear shiur. They say it's definitely less than 72 minutes. How long is it? Half an hour? An hour? Definitely less than 72 minutes. But another point very important to stress, which is surely going to get out, which is that certainly, if you drank and then you became thirsty again, then that is already too long. The shiur has passed. Exactly like we say regarding eating, that if you ate and were full and became hungry again, you've already lost the opportunity to make drop acroidal. The same thing applies to drinking. If you drank and you quenched your thirst and then you become thirsty again, you've already lost the opportunity to make drop acroidal. Now, I think in this country, that can happen quite quickly. The minute you expose yourself for 5 minutes to the sun of a rapid shemesh, you're already thirsty. So, could I to remember to make Rabbi Freud as soon as you finish drinking, put your bit of cut down, Rabbi Freud up, and that way you are in the clear.
Sometimes in the morning, that's the night. I remember that when I was having a sandwich, and I was going to get through the course of 12. And then I'm going to make a chocolate cup, because I'm going to have a water.
If it's like constant drinking, like every
five
to minutes, I would say. I want to look it over again, but I think there's a kosher balance between the half an hour and hour.
Saying I'm a teal.
Before you talk about two different chairs, before you talk about it, you don't have an hour in between drinking. You know, you're always drinking.
So some people don't drink like almost all. And they sit at their table with a bottle of water, they cut next to them, and they're constantly drinking. That's one thing. But if somebody who learns for an hour and he goes to the kitchen and makes the coffee and has a cup of water, after another hour and a half, he has another one. I think that in between you should make a drop out break. And one other final thing we'll just remember last week, which is very brief over here, he said, well, Othal is shot of a heat. If a person ate or drank, and unfortunately not feeling good, and he vomits, then the kid is shot of lo yivarek brocha atroya. If that happened so quickly that he didn't yet make the brocha atroya, and now he's wondering, after he's been sick, he wants to know whether he should make a brocha atroya. No brocha atroya. Why? The lo yivarek in his ake, because this is no work. Then the food being digested, the same way that after it's digested, no more brocha atroya. So if anything, something else has happened, also no brocha atroya.
It's worse than having
it's worse, yeah. Likewise, no one, but it's also worse. The only other thing I can add to that, because you said one should be attention, is that this perhaps isn't an absolute flaw, because sometimes the person can vomit only partially, and some of it still remains in his stomach, so the person's got a little bit of fever in and a little bit harder to start to avoid. After that topic, but the fear of Indians. Okay, so we'll stop here with the session. Next time we're going to start a new story.